We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kid, so I'd get out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
We've been talking, you and I, for about 10, 15 minutes, and you still haven't asked me how my cryptic crossword puzzle masterclass went. I'm really surprised that that wasn't top of mind for you.
Oh.
Maybe were you just afraid you didn't know how to approach it, or?
I was just assuming it would have gone well.
Okay. And you didn't.
Because I have a lot of confidence in you.
You didn't feel like you needed any.
And I heard like the chatter, sort of okay. The cultural chatter.
Yeah. Yeah. You it's know, been around.
Like, it was good. Everyone's like, it was. I learned a lot.
People
you just sort of
hear
this like murmurs on the street, like, oh, I took the masterclass. I learned a lot.
So you heard murmurs from one of the other three middle-aged men who was also made up the four total people in the cryptic crossword puzzle masterclass in Ditchling, UK earlier this week?
I heard a lot of chatter in the like Founders Club, sort of like private chat room if you pay the like Founders Club fee for your cryptic crossword newsletter. Okay. It's just me and Joel.
Well, it's just two of you at the moment, I think. Actually, there are a few. Great. Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, it went really well. I think I'm a much better and more nuanced cryptic crossword puzzle setter now after graduating from the master class. So thanks so much for asking. Yeah. And I know a lot of listeners
they like, and they like refunded your money. You paid for it, right?
I did pay for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they refunded your money and they were like, we have nothing to teach
they
you.
They ended up not only refunding my money, but paying me the amount that I had originally paid them because they were like, basically, you taught us a masterclass today. Thank you so much, Jack.
Yeah.
It was nice.
That's what I heard. That's sort of the rumblings.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I was saying to everybody, before we went, I was like, I'm really interested to see what type of people are going to be in the cryptic crossword puzzle masterclass.
This was in England, right? You're still in England?
Yeah. They don't really do them in the U.S., and I was, yeah, I'm still in, I'm in England.
No, not
right
smart
now.
Enough.
I went to England with Cyril, my boy, for a fun trip. And I was saying, I was like, I bet it's all mouth breathers. Like, that's my bet. I was like, I bet it's all either like old age pensioners or like people who like don't know how to be in the world. And it's me.
Yeah.
And then it was like all dudes exactly like me, like 100% dudes exactly like me. And then I was like, does that mean I'm a person who doesn't know how to be in the world?
Did you do some grassroots marketing while you were there?
No,
street
but
team?
I think I've got like, yeah, it was street team. Yeah, I gave them all like stickers to put on their skateboards.
That's cool.
For my puzzles newsletter. Yeah.
I would put a sticker of your puzzles newsletter on my car.
That means a lot to me. Yeah. Well, I'm in merry old England, hence the echo. It's just echoey over here.
Yeah, they didn't know how to build houses back then.
Back then, in merry old England times. Yeah. I'm in the...
Like Robin Hood times.
Small town of Evesham, which derives from Eof's ham. It was originally Eof's ham. Eof established the ham here. And then they killed him, I think. And then some hundreds of years passed.
The Danes.
Yeah, probably.
Flanders.
The Picts, you know, someone like that. And then now and I'm here. And we're doing a big podcast. And we chose last week... I asked you to help me choose a film that would be perfect for watching with your family.
Yeah, that was the assignment.
And I
found us a film that was really nice to watch. And did you watch it with your parents?
Yeah. I watched it with my dad. And we had a big chuckle. We loved the Windex guy.
Yeah, Gus. Did you see yourself, not necessarily, I wouldn't call either of us Ians, because neither of us are handsome enough or... built well enough,
hair,
or have long enough, beautiful enough hair,
tall enough even. I think he's a smidge taller even than you are.
But I think in the interactions with his family, his Wisconsin family, I saw a lot of echoes of sort of myself and my own kind of insecurities and embarrassment.
I thought his parents were completely insane.
I think. I think you've just said what the pitch for the movie was when they were shopping it around.
But his parent, like, this was my nuanced take to my dad. I was like, I think they slightly missed a trick. Cause, like, the Greek family, we watch My Big Fat Greek Wedding, folks.
It was a phenomenon.
Can I give a small speech and you can be my hype man?
Yeah, please.
When this movie come out?
2002.
So, this is for listeners who are young millennials and weren't like grown ups in 2002. So they don't know.
In 2002, I was erupting from my cocoon. My cocoon
fresh
of adolescence.
Yeah.
I had graduated from high school and I was thinking about the whole world of possibilities out there for me.
So folks don't know this. And I'll just tell you, it's a history lesson. And you can hype me up here. In 2002, folks, sometimes a movie would come out and everyone had to watch it. It was mandatory. That's something you don't understand now because culture is bifurcated now. Everything's different. Everyone has their own interests. You can be into like anime.
And there's a place for it.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own interests and there's a place where they can indulge that interest. But in 2002, we didn't have that.
You didn't have that. And in 2002, My Big Fat Greek Wedding came out and every single person had to watch it. They were made to. It was mandatory. It was an assignment. You don't get assignments these days. But then we did. We all watched it. Everyone saw it. It was a sensation.
Yeah, there was a few must-see movies that year, and then we all went and saw them, and one of them was
this. You had to. You had to see it, and everyone heard of it, and everyone loved it, and everyone's mom loved it.
And then you'd often, like, honestly, back then, here's what we would do. We'd leave the theater where they're showing My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and we walk right across the aisle, and we go right into The Hot Chick, starring...
Yeah, you had to.
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, I don't know how they greenlit that one. But My Big Frat Greek Wedding, you said by accident. Normally, I don't like to dwell on a verbal miscue, but is that an idea?
Now, that's an idea. What did I say?
My Big Frat Greek Wedding.
My Big Frat Greek Wedding.
Because Greek,
you know,
is
what I like
frats,
about that is it's,
you know,
not like shamey in the way that this one is.
Yeah,
it's just sort of a celebration of, you know what? It's Saturdays are for the bros, the boys.
Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't say that.
Why is it Taken?
Yeah, I think it's Taken, but it's like, it's
Taken,
like,
by us. Saturday is for the boys.
A celebration of Greek culture, but like Greek, you know, like frats.
Yeah, I like that.
That's great.
Greek
My
life.
Big Frat Greek Wedding. Maybe there's something there. Anyway, I was going to say, I said to my dad that when we were watching this, that I think they missed a trick a little bit because they made the Greek family so fun and quirky and, you know, obviously stereotypical, but in a way that was like fun and celebratory of the culture. And then they were like, and the Waspy family are just going to be like monosyllabic robots, which is kind of fun. But like, I don't know, it might have been fun if it was more of a clash of culture instead of like, these people are just like total psychos.
They're fun. They're who are the Ian's
the
parents,
mom and dad of Ian. Yeah.
They're waspy parents. I think they're conservative, repressed, and this
they
sort
don't
of
get
like
any jokes.
Expression. This sort of enthusiasm for life and family is just
like
so
they get
far
offered like
them.
Some baklava and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what to do with ourselves, you know?
I would be worried if someone handed me baklava. I'd be like, is there sesame in this? We can't have sesame. He's allergic.
Is there honey? I'd be like, is there just not honey? Is there? Because I'm vegan.
That's a big, that is one of, there's not a lot of conflict in this movie.
Yeah.
But one of the huge like sources of tension in the film is that Ian Miller,
is vegetarian.
Is his last name, is vegetarian. Yeah.
I did laugh out loud, funnier moments where he's like, she's like, he's vegetarian. And like the aunt is like, I genuinely do not know what to do with this. And then she like takes a deep breath and she's like, it's okay. We'll give you lamb.
Yeah, funny.
Yep, funny. Good. Funny movie.
So this is just how we experienced the world in 2002. We all just got into it.
We just got into it.
We're like, this isn't a film for me. It's not a film that I should have any interest in, but culturally I'm required to watch it.
I have to watch it. Got to.
And then I'll follow it up with, obviously, Rob Schneider's
The Hot Chick.
Hot Chick.
It's a great double feature. It's a perfect pairing. It's like when you find the right wine for a main course, you know?
Oh, yeah. Or it's sort of like how you find the right wine and then like you're surprised that it pairs really well with like ho-hos.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that experience that everyone knows.
Yeah.
What should we say?
Pretty soon you're like dunking ho-hos and like red wine. Like someone walks in on you doing it.
Don't threaten me with a good time. We should. What do we do? Do we say the movie? Last time we did it in 60 seconds, it was kind of fun. I really enjoyed that we don't have to do that anymore, but it was also kind of nice to do it.
I think this is the sort of light aperitif of a film.
Yeah.
That I think would benefit from just kind of getting the plot out of the way in 60 seconds.
Well, do you want to do, here's...
But I did it last week.
No, don't you dare do this to me, because we both did it last week. We did two films last week. You will not fool me on this. Here's what I suggest if we do it 60 seconds. Either you do it.
Okay.
You do 30, I do 30. Or you do 60, and then I'll do 60, and I'm not allowed to repeat any of the plot points that you said.
Okay, and what happens if you do?
I don't know, some kind of penalty.
What's the penalty? I think if we can land on that penalty first, then I'm happy to go with concept two. How about this? Here's the penalty.
What?
I get to choose whatever movie I want for next week, and you have
no, that's it. Bullshit. No, that's bullshit. I don't want that because it's my turn next week. What are you going to pick?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. I'll do it. And then what?
I just need to look out something real quick. Dang.
What?
I'm still looking. I just need to go to the IMDb page for a movie to see if it's tagged as a romance.
Is it about love?
Could be. Okay. Never seen it. It's tagged with comedy and fantasy.
Mm.
I don't think I'm going to be able to get away with this. It was Rob Snyder's The Hot Chick. But literally, I can't find a single site that lists it as a romance.
If there's a love interest, we can do it.
There is. It's Rachel McAdams, a famous actress.
Okay. I'm sure it's not problematic at all. I feel like even the title is problematic.
Listen to this. Listen to who directed and wrote
okay.
The Hot Chick starring Rob Schneider. It was written by Rob Schneider and Tom Brady.
Wow.
And it was directed by Tom Brady. What
That's
a fucking,
what we call
like,
a multi-hyphenate
this dude is. Yeah.
In the business. Yeah. He could throw touchdowns and fucking score with a fantastic rom-com of the century.
The top review is, this film did not age well. So I guess we just have to watch this for next week, right?
It's gonna suck.
Well, let's see if it's up to you, honestly.
This timer is ready.
Okay, this isn't something that's even been decided yet.
Okay, ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Start.
So this film, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, is about a woman named Tula, I think. Okay. And she is from a big Greek family, and she's sort of the black sheep of the family. Everyone else is like outgoing and boisterous, and she's kind of quiet and reserved and like doesn't draw too much attention to herself. But then she decides that what she wants to do is get into computers and run the travel agency that her aunt runs. And she like does like a hot girl transformation. And then all of a sudden she's like made over and beautiful. And she catches the attention of this hunk and a half named Ian, who takes her out on lots of nice dates. And they decide that they love each other despite the fact that she's Greek and he's not. And they decide to get married, and it's pretty farcical, the wedding. The last like act of the movie is the planning and execution of this wedding, and it's a little over the top. But then they get married, and they're truly in deeply in love.
End time.
And that's the end of the film.
Okay, I'll start.
What did you think of that?
That was great.
Thorough.
My 60 seconds is going, though.
Okay.
So I've set my own clock. Is that allowed?
No. Stop. I can't. Okay. I have no way I could trust you with that.
Okay. Well, start it at 45 seconds then, because I've already been going.
I don't think you can do that on 60 second burger run. All right. I'm on coolmathgames.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Just let me know when to start.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The sense that I get from the relationship between the two lead characters is that although the wedding itself went well, I worry that her travel agency and the dry cleaners are going to close during a recession, kind of after the events of the film, and that her husband and their daughter are going to have difficulties because the daughter's feeling smothered by the huge Greek family, and that she's going to feel that her parents are kind of meddling too much. And then I also think that Gus, her dad, is going to persuade himself that he's directly descended from Alexander the Great and gets obsessed with an online ancestry site to try to prove that that's the case. And then I think there's going to be another wedding of some kind, probably, is what will happen next. And I think
you're running a little low on time. I can't really hear you because the music on Burger Run is blasting.
They're going to renew their vows.
All right, you're out of time.
Yep, not a single piece.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to admit something to you now.
Yeah, you weren't listening.
I didn't hear anything you said because music on 60 Second Burger Run was blasting.
So how'd you do?
Could you hear it through my headphones?
No,
it was so loud. It really hurt my head.
Yeah.
No, I trouble. Did hear the very beginning before the game started. You said something about a wedding, and I actually mentioned that. So.
No, I'm actually talking about the wedding when they renew their... I suspect, based on having watched this movie, that they're going to renew their vows later.
You know what? I honestly, and I'm going to admit this now to you, I don't really want to watch the hot chick.
I'm going to say, I'm also going to rule out, having just extensively read the Wikipedia for it to everyone on this podcast, I'm going to rule out My Big Fat Greek Wedding, too.
As a film that we'd watch for next week?
Yeah, it sounds awful. Let's what do we do? We've got 10 minutes here. We've got a few possibilities.
Okay.
We can do a big name generator when we plan our wedding.
I'm already married.
Well, I don't know, vow renewal then. It does, you know, it's based in fantasy. Plan your dream wedding. You know, a name generator.
I already planned it.
Okay.
I planned it and had it. Okay. Married the love of my life.
Okay.
In a beautiful place, in my favorite city in the world.
All right, so it sounds like not that.
I would like to plan a fantasy wedding, and I won't say my fantasy wedding because I am happily married.
Okay.
And I love my wife very much, and I would never plan a new wedding around her.
Okay, so for folks playing along at home, this is What Is Your... Dream Wedding.
Okay.
Okay, so what do we need? Do you want to go to Mockaroo and do it the easy way?
Yeah.
So folks who are playing along at home, go to Mockaroo.com. You know how to do this by now. We usually do it on the Patreon, patreon.com/BSCC podcast, but now we do it on the main feed. We're going to plan a big wedding. So let's see what we need at a... What do we need at a wedding? We need a spouse, don't we? Partner?
That would help. Yep.
Okay, so that's going to be the first field. And then we need a location. Where is it going to be? Right?
Yep.
This one, they just, I didn't, my memory of watching this film, I thought they had the wedding in
venue,
Greece, but they didn't. They just,
you
had
would
it,
think
like,
so. It was a place called Aphrodite's Palace, and it was beautiful.
At their house.
Yeah.
Okay. So venue, what are we going to serve?
Oh yeah. Meal option.
Should we do menu item one and dessert?
Yeah. They drove away in a... kind of like a stretch limousine decorated to look like the country of Greece.
Okay, so vehicle. What are you going to drive?
Maybe vehicle and like country it's decorated as.
Okay, so I'm going to need to add another field. I've never even done that before. This is going to be a pretty big... Okay. Anything else we need?
So can I go through what I have just to make sure I'm tracking with you? Partner or name.
Yep.
Venue, meal option, dessert option, vehicle, and decorative country.
Yeah, that's it.
You
what did they have?
More? They
have a reception. I want one more field. I just want this to be the perfect dream wedding.
Let's see what else they did at the wedding. They spit roasted a pig.
That's the meal. They had a big dance.
They drank ouzo.
We could do booze. We could do liqueur.
You're really like pushing Mockaroo to its like absolute limits.
I think that's pretty good. Oh, vows is the other thing.
We could have it generate a term, and then you go to another site to use AI to build a story around it. Or how about we use these parameters as the parameters? Everything we generate here, we'll just dump into an AI, and it can generate the vows for us.
Okay, that's great. All right, so for partner, do we just need...
Full name. And then
first name, full
name. For venue, we'll probably want to do... Do you want to do city, country, or street address?
City, I'm going to say city, because that gets country in there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Meal option. Okay.
So main course, so we just usually product grocery.
and then dessert, and here's where you're, suddenly your little system's going to start to fall apart.
Well, we can just do product grocery again.
Okay. And liquor, celebratory drink, also product grocery?
Yeah, I think that's probably for the best, right? Let's just see if there's drink. Nope.
We just kind of have to... We'll generate a bunch and look for the drink.
Okay.
Vehicle? Car model, I assume, or
yeah,
make.
Well, that's a good idea. We'll generate a few. So, folks playing along at home, when you come to generate this, just generate like 5 or 6 rows and pick the drink for your drink. Vehicle, that's car model, right?
Car model, yep.
And then vehicle country, that's just another country, right?
Oh, so not that's another nice one. It's our first country.
Yeah, country. Great. So I'm pretty much ready to go.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to generate now.
Wow, I've got some really exotic, interesting locations here.
Yeah. Wow. Whoa. I've got some interesting partners that it's paired me off with. Herc LeBlanc? Jesus. Jerry Pood.
Okay. Yeah, let's say our weddings.
I will say my wedding really quickly, but I will say that this is just sort of like, this is as though you're the invitation creator and I am the, like... the mother-in-law, you know, I'm just sort of like stating the facts, but really what this is going to culminate towards is an AI generating vows based on this information.
Okay, great.
So let's get through this quickly. Here's who I'm marrying. Shep Kings.
Yeah. Shep Kings.
That's his first name is Shep. His last name is Kings.
Okay. Shall I write this down?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Shep Kings. You're marrying Shep Kings. Where are you and Shep tying the old knot?
Guanchen.
Excuse me?
Guangchen.
In China?
No idea. It was Shep's choice.
Okay.
It's in Pinghu, Zhejiang, China.
Lovely. That'll be really nice. And what are you guys serving at the old nuptials? Looking forward to it. Can't wait. I know you guys always put on such a sumptuous feast.
Unsweetened chocolate.
Unsweetened
chocolate. Oh, sorry. That's the dessert. Excuse me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And for their mains, you had me worried there for a second.
Veal knuckle. We decided to go with something vegetarian, so we're going to do veal knuckle.
Okay, veal knuckle, yeah. They don't have to hurt the veal just to get the knuckle for that.
No, yeah. I think they grow right back. It's like fingernails.
Lovely. And then what are me and your other impish wedding members of your wedding party going to be tying cans to as you drive off into the sunset?
Oh, well, you'll need the cans first. And of course, the celebratory drink that we'll be having is something called Suave Folonari. It's a kind of wine.
And it comes in cans, I hope?
I hope so.
Yeah, okay.
Again, this was Shep's decision.
Okay.
And you will be tying it to the back of a Montero Sport.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's a Mitsubishi, yeah.
Wow. And will it be decorated with the flag of Afghanistan?
No. Why would we do Afghanistan?
Because my one only generated Afghanistan for some reason for every field. But yes.
Oh, weird. No, mine is sort of, it's actually a little bit of like a protest. We're in China.
Okay.
Doing the wedding. So as to kind of like stick it to the Chinese government, we are going to be kind of decorating the vehicle and running the flag of Finland.
Okay. Yeah, that'll show them.
Yep.
Okay. That's lovely. I am getting married as well.
Oh, beautiful. God, we should do like a joint wedding. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, I'm also doing a destination wedding, and I'm actually genuinely don't know if my destination is anywhere near. I mean, our destination, me and Chevalier Durnos.
Oh, sure.
God. Wedding is anywhere near.
So happy you two ended up together. I've always loved Chavanet.
Chevalier Durno.
Yeah.
We are getting married in Karuk.
Where, and remind me where that is? Oh, I mean, I already bought my tickets, but.
Yeah. It's, of course, in the northeast part of Herat province in Afghanistan, of course.
Right.
Yes.
I forgot that you guys were kind of doing everything.
We're pretty Afghanistan-centric, me and Chevalier. Okay. So we're going to be getting married in Karuk. And for our main course, we are going to, I hope you're going to love this.
Yeah, please.
It's going to be, oh God, it's such a tough choice here. Sorry, I'm looking at the caterer's site.
Well, and they really push you to make a choice, you know?
Yeah, I think we're going to go.
I don't know. I got to like check in with my guests, see what everyone's like dietary restrictions are.
Large flake oats.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So not just any old oats, because this is Chevalier's special day. Large flake oats to start. And if you're not full afterwards.
A quick question about the large flake oats.
Yeah.
Is there going to be like a hot water station at the wedding where we can kind of like, you know, soften our oats a little bit? Or should we plan on like bringing thermoses?
We do have plenty of V8 PET.
It's like a PET. It's like V8 for pets, or
I think it's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, it seems to be a. It seems to be like a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
All right, I think
this
I'm
is all there is to drink.
That. No, that we're all having.
You thought it was like PET, like V8, the like.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the
vegetable juice, but yeah. For pets.
Yeah.
People make that mistake all the time. You don't have to be embarrassed.
Yes, sorry. The celebratory drink is Alfredo sauce. And then you can put that on the oats.
Oh, okay.
And
that'll soften them.
That'll
and is there going to be like, is there going to be like a liquor drink or something?
Yes.
An alcoholic beverage, maybe?
Yep. You bet there is.
Just could use maybe something to wash down the Alfredo. sort of heavy.
Well, I'll give you a couple choices.
Yeah.
We've got milk powder.
Okay.
And the only liquid we have is the Alfredo sauce, so you would have to pour some Alfredo sauce in there.
Oh, okay.
Straight rum.
Straight rum. You're going to have both. Here's where I'm worried. I'm pretty concerned that the rum is going to curdle the Alfredo.
Okay.
And have you considered that? Have you thought about that at all?
I think it's too late. So it's Mount Gay Eclipse Rum.
Is it flavored at all?
I don't think so.
Okay. So it's just pure rum, straight rum.
It says it's aromatic.
That's good.
Yeah, straight rum. And if we're not too drunk to drive after all that, we're going to be heading off.
I don't think I would be.
In our Toyota Yaris, decorated, of course, with the flag of Afghanistan.
Why did it only generate Afghanistan for you?
You know, it's really about Chevalier.
Yeah, and it's certainly, I just will quickly say, if it did somehow accidentally only generate Afghanistan for Jack, it was Jack's fault.
Yeah. Yes,
There's no way Mockaroo would have screwed that up.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. So now we
wedding vows.
Okay, so do you want to just do yours?
Yeah, we can just do mine. Remind me what my husband's name is.
Your husband, Shep Kings.
I am marrying Shep Kings. In Guangchen, China.
You will be serving the guests a main course of veal knuckle followed by unsweetened chocolate.
Okay.
Then to wash it down, you'll be having some suave folonari as a celebratory drink. And the happy couple will drive away to much fanfare in their Montero Sport decorated with the flag of Finland. Please generate some wedding vows for you to say. And Chevalier and I are not doing vows.
How modern.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm using novelai.net.
Okay, perfect.
I'd like to, I've prepared some of my own personal vows today. Shep and I are not religious, so we're kind of doing our own ceremony. I would like to start with a quote that really means a lot for me. I hope the weather clears up for their honeymoon.
Okay, that's nice.
And that's Lily Hirsch said that on her wedding day on the 12th of October, 2092.
About someone else's wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty.
And it's the far future.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the 31st century.
Yeah.
So that's just a quote just to like loosen up the crowd, you know?
Yeah.
Cause Shep and I like to, have sex outdoors.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah.
The other day, I was walking down the street when I noticed a large number of people gathered around a man who had just fallen off his bicycle.
Then what?
I just took my seat. That's it.
That's the vows.
I don't think this AI is very good. Should I try a different one?
Well, it's short and sweet.
They didn't even like, the AI was like, I'm just going to choose to ignore everything you've given me here.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. So I'm on app.inferkit.com/demo.
So you've got a new vows. Shep didn't like that. The story about the old man.
I ran it by the pastor who is Chinese from Guangchen, and he didn't get a lot of he didn't really understand it. Yeah. So he asked me to kind of take a run at it.
I think not getting that spans cultural boundaries, frankly, as a wedding speech.
Yeah. How long do we want this one to be?
I would hope keep it to a couple hundred words.
Okay. And then it says, try to include these words, and it lets us enter some words that we definitely want to be in the vows. Maybe the word vows.
Yeah, so you
want to
refer...
Wedding.
Can you put large flake oats in there? Just as a kind of nod to my wedding, which people will be remembering or anticipating, depending on the timing.
Okay. Here we go. And there's a little bit of... The robot here has decided to set us up a little bit.
Okay.
So they're kind of just like setting the mood, setting the scene here.
Yeah.
I'm marrying Shep Kings in Guangchen, China. We are serving our guests veal knuckles, and our dessert course is unsweetened chocolate. We'll be serving suave velinari to drink. The happy couple will drive away in a Montero Sport decorated with the flag of Finland, and the band will play Chubby Checkers, Let the Beat Kick In. I'll be the happiest man alive.
Wow.
My vows really nice. Will be...
Okay.
To love and cherish a life without strings attached. A life full of privacy and big flakes of oats. We'll break the sweet tasseled nuptials with appetizers in an old heritage cottage in Wales. Our wine glasses will be tall, tall, tall in stainless steel that has a flower in the middle, and our menus will be all wet. I'll cook us all a whole chicken in my galley kitchen before we move out into the main house, and you'll be in attendance. You'll be the salt of my earth, a bourbon like that of your brother Joe. And a new bride who's like the luckiest woman in the world. You'll be flaking me, my vows, and my oatmeal oats. There are two vows you'll want to watch for. One is that I'll throw some oats into my wife's laundry after the wedding night. And the other is that the stories you've been telling me won't be true. I'll just be another flake of oatmeal to you. Many thanks to my father who wrote this for me for my wedding toast. Cheers, Dad. P.S. In closing, I'll let you in on a little secret. Our wedding cake is cream cheese layered with chocolate ganache and a layer of honeycomb.
That sounds nice.
And then it says, this is an additional post based on a similar column I wrote in April 9th, 2015. Follow HuffPost Canada blogs on Facebook.
Okay. That's really beautiful. Chef's going to love that. It makes
really
a
nice,
ton of sense.
Right?
I loved the oat stuff. When you were like, I'll be flaking you and flaking you.
Oh, when so I nice. Said, my new bride, who's the luckiest woman in the world, you'll be flaking me, my vows, my oatmeal oats. So nice, right?
So beautiful. And that's about Shep?
That's about Shep, yeah. I'm going to copy and paste this to you just so we have it in our text message conversation. We
that's
don't
great.
Lose track of it.
All right, let me throw at you another choose your own adventure here real fast. That was a beautiful wedding. I hope everyone played along at home. Can't wait to hear about your wedding vows and the big wedding that you're going to have. Please let us know in our Facebook group, Baby Nation. Here's the choose your own adventure. As we did last time, we've been having so much fun that we forgot to take a break. Instead of taking a break now, how about we just throw a little ad break wherever it feels comfortable.
That sounds great to me.
No break, and we'll just soldier on to the break of dawn.
I need a 2-minute break to go tell this 11:30 call that my current call is going long and I won't be able to join.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be back in a trice.
Okay. I'll be right back.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the Evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors, who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, we're back.
I'm the happiest man in the world, you know? I just got married.
It's beautiful.
To
vows.
The love of my life, Shep Kings.
Everybody's talking about the vows and how they were kind of viral marketing for my wedding.
Yeah, we took a kickback from Flaky Oats.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't, you know? We're trying to make our
but
dream
wedding.
But
it was so seamless.
Here.
Yeah. It's expensive. Good. Well, if you're so happy, then why not? I guess what? All expenses paid, honeymoon to the scary future.
No!
Harbinger Tanner, welcome.
Thank you for
it's
having me.
It's our hit segment.
I'm here from the far called... future, from Mega City, and there's vampires, and it's a desert wasteland.
Yeah, it sounds bad out there, but it's nice here. I'm in merry old England, and I've brought you in for a hit segment.
Oh, England's long gone where I'm from.
It's actually pretty much on the way out around now, too.
Yeah, we sunk it. We sunk it right into the ocean.
Well,
like Bugs Bunny.
Okay, fun. That's fun. But here I am. The segment is called On the One Hand.
Well, we made it so all English people can breathe water.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like snorks.
Yeah, we didn't kill any English people. They're thriving. Okay. I think they're actually better off than we are. They don't have, there's no such thing as water vampires.
No, exactly. They're doing great. That's nice. That's nice to hear. It sounds like a utopia. Maybe that's where Tanner is.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Because he's not, he doesn't have the adaptations to be able to breathe in New England.
Yeah.
And then New England in America is actually gone too.
Yeah. Okay.
It was reclaimed by Old England and we had to sink it as well.
Man, that's complicated.
Yeah,
engineering.
It's pretty tough. Yeah.
Problem. Well, here we are. We're here to look at and arbitrate about reviews.
Yeah, and
of
I'm going to give kisses
Greek wedding
to the reviewer that I agree with the most, and I'm going to withhold kisses.
And withhold from,
more importantly, withhold kisses from the reviewers who I disagree with.
from the bad ones. I've collected a few from Rotten Tomatoes. Here is the one positive review that I collected. There were many positive reviews, but they got a little samey. Here's the one I collected. It's our segment within a segment that's called On the One Hand.
Okay.
And on January 1st of 2013, Jessica D gave this film 4.5 stars.
Jessica, well, it's Jessica D'Angelo, but it's actually, that's her maiden name from before she married Roger Rabbit.
Okay, yeah, okay. Fair enough. Jessica Rabbit, née D'Angelo, gave this film 4.5 stars, and she says, I had a big fat laugh watching this.
Great. And it's so good, Jessica. What you did was you took a little bit from the movie, something that you know I would latch onto and find like familiarity in, and you like brought it into your review, and I love that.
And then she does a little smiley face.
Yeah, cute.
Just a perfect touch.
Perfect. Really cute. I like it.
I liked it a lot.
See what Roger Rabbit likes, sees in you. I mean, besides the like... physical attraction.
Yeah. This is a segment within a segment we like to call On the Fence Hand.
Okay.
Costas S.
I don't want to make fun of this Greek man's name.
Yeah, fair enough. Costas S. gave this film 4 stars on September 3rd, 2017, and he says, not very realistic, but funny.
What does he mean? Does he go into detail?
I think he must... that's as far as he goes.
Oh, okay.
I think he wants his films to be like gritty realism.
Oh, like he just got done watching. Oh, he probably just got done watching like The Hot Chick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, I'm looking for something realistic like that.
Like that. Yeah. Similarly, Sir A gives this film 3 stars on
Sir
August 24th, 2012. Sir A.
Well, now we got to look up a list of people who have been knighted.
Okay.
It's Sir Arnaldo Momogliano, who's an Italian historian who essentially like wrote the book on classical antiquity. He's a world-leading student of the ancient world, the Greek language.
I have no
sort of something you aspire to, right? Went to Oxford?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm heaving with jealousy.
Okay, and what's his review?
Well, in keeping with his sort of intellectual pedigree, he says of this film, cute, but won't watch ever again.
Oh, I think that's probably true of me too, honestly.
Yeah. It just seemed oddly strong. It's like, okay.
Fine, that's 5 stars?
3 stars.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is a segment within a segment that we like to call On the Other Hand. And it's all the negative reviews. And we're going to start with a review by Erica B., who is a super reviewer.
Badu.
Yeah, and she gave this film 0.5 star on July 29th, 2010, with the following withering review. Did not understand it.
Oh, interesting, Erica. What didn't you understand?
What didn't you get about this movie, Erica Badu?
Maybe she just like doesn't understand movies. She's like those Russians who like saw the like reel-to-reel of the train and jumped out of the way.
Yeah,
in like totally. 1905, she was like, "What is this?
I didn't know I was getting married.
Who invited these people into my house?"
Louis E. gives this film 1 star on June 24th, 2013. Wouldn't usually think of watching this, but my mum had it on DVD, and there is only so much you can do in the house before you resort to these measures.
I think this is your son, Louis.
Yeah,
I don't know what his middle name is. Does it start with an E? It sounds like something Lewis would say.
Yeah, it does sound like
right
something
down to calling Lewis Sarah mum.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Fair enough. Thank you for your honesty, Lewis E. Michael R. gives this film 0.5 star on June 17th, 2012. Michael says the following thing, and this is a tough hit. Not about eternal marriage, so not really truth-based.
God, there's always one, isn't there? There's always one.
Yeah. Harry W. gives this film 0.5 star on May 30th, 2012. And he says, it was funny. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I think that's probably kind of true. Although I don't think that deserves 1 star.
Yeah.
That should be the 3-star review.
Yeah, I think you need to do work on yourself. If you found it funny and you don't know why.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
We'll leave with Diana L., who I just think because she's a good bookend to Jessica D., who had a big fat laugh watching this. Diana L. gives this film 2 stars on April 21st, 2012. She says, a big fat disappointment with a few good laughs and cute moments.
I just don't understand people. If you enjoy something, like, who are you trying to impress? Like, what do you mean, big fat disappointment? But also, here, there's, like, lots of stuff in it that I found very charming and loved.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I put in Diana just to have this conversation about her. If you found it cute and funny, it's not a big fat disappointment.
Yeah, it sounds like it really kind of charmed you. And just say that, Diana, and give it the 3 or 4 star review that you actually want to, and not just like posing for some strangers on the internet. Like, look at me, I didn't like this very popular movie. Fuck you, Diana. Yeah. I'm going to send fun. You
Everybody
to the far future next time.
Yeah, and in fact we will. And Tanner, please, Arbiter Tanner, please render judgment.
It's going to be Jessica. It's going to be the 1 5-star review that you read.
Yeah, I had a big fat laugh watching this, and so did I, Jessica. We love
big fat
the
laugh
Windex
reading
stuff.
Your review, Jessica.
The dad is really funny. He's the funniest thing in this movie, and he thinks his like quirk is that he thinks that Windex cures everything. And so he's always spraying Windex whenever someone like injures themselves, and it's funny. And at one point, he's like at dinner, and he's like bathing his elbow in a big bowl of Windex. It's hilarious.
But it does work. Even Ian Miller wakes up with a zit on their wedding day and sprays Windex on, and it goes away.
A lot of the negative reviews of this movie, which I didn't capture, were like, this movie needs Windex sprayed on it.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, that's cute. I should have captured one. Okay, Tanner, you can leave. I'd like the other Tanner back. Okay, welcome back. I hope you weren't in the underwater part of the future world where England used to be.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Good. Welcome back. We are going to do one more thing now before we leave. And
okay.
What is it? Is it burns? Is it something else? Is it... Will you, daddy, take the wheel.
Oh, you want me to do my burn?
Whatever you like.
You know what I
want to
do? I want to introduce a new segment. I do have a burn, and it's there's a very funny part where Tula has a funny brother who is sort of a deadbeat, but he's kind of learning to, you know, he's leaving the nest.
Yeah.
He's trying to get his art career going. And he's very funny and nice with Ian Miller most of the time. But at one point, he goes on a pretty long tear where he keeps threatening to kill him.
You know, I gotta tell you, I've never seen my sister so happy. If you hurt her, I'll kill you and make it look like an accident. Hey, Ian, Jesus, look at your face. It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Good one.
No, the good one is I got a gun. Yeah, I got a gun, and I swear, I'll jam it right up your... Ian, I got you again. I got you again, Ian. Come on, lighten up. Lighten up. I'll lighten you. I'll lighten you when I take out your kidneys.
Yeah.
And then he turns to Joey Fatone from NSYNC, who's also in this movie, notably.
Yeah, notably.
And says to him,
hey, Angelo!
And Joey Fatone turns around and says,
hey, Ian, we're gonna kill you. Opa!
Dances away. And that was my threat of the week, and also my burn.
That's a good threat
week.
Of the week. There's a lot of threatening in this film, but it's like mostly jocular.
It's like gentle, kind of playful threatening.
I didn't have a threat of the week, but I did have a burn. It's when Ian asks his best friend to be his best man. And, he says...
And in Tula's church, the best man's actually part of the ceremony. Uh-huh. He's got to be Greek Orthodox, so I can't ask you to be my best man, although technically you are.
And the friend says...
Whoa, you're going to ask me to be your best man?
I am touched.
I had no idea you had so few friends.
That's funny.
And then just quickly, just so we have coverage on it, because I would hate to leave this behind on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
But at the 59-minute, 54-second mark, the brother, Nico, does say to a bunch of kids who are wrestling with
him. Okay. Come on, okay. Time out. No more punching Theo Nico's nads, okay?
And I am a Bingus Butcher, so I took that to mean that nads are approximately the size of medium-sized Everlast speed bags, which is 6 inches by 9 inches.
That's quite a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I think you're right. Because why else would you do that?
Right.
Wow.
So that's it. That's my threat of the week. That's my Bingus Butcher of the week. I feel pretty good about where my life is at currently. I'm happily married. Did some beautiful vows, and now I'm honeymooning, hopefully, if the weather kind of turns around here.
Well, that'll be so nice. Congratulations to you and Shep.
Yep. And congratulations to you and your spouse as well. I'm sorry, I've forgotten the
Chevalier.
Name. Chevalier, yeah.
It's a hard name to forget. shall we go?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, we're going to leave. We're also going to go. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, so very much for bearing with me.
Welcome.
I would like to thank the Bee Babies and the Baby Bees and the Sex Bugs for bearing with us. We love and kiss you all day and every day. We'd love to get big, fat, Greek married to you.
Yeah.
That went too far, didn't it?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's, yeah, okay. I'd like to remind everybody that you must subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. Please do. We're having fun over there. It's the TGIF shows.
Yeah, and welcome to everyone who, I was in a meeting yesterday and someone asked what my microphone was for. And I said, oh, I have a podcast. And they said, oh, are you going to use your podcast voice? And I said, you're going to sign up for the Patreon to hear that.
Well, there we go. Yeah.
So welcome to all those people, too.
Yeah. please join our Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. Everyone's nice in there and good and nice and good. And everyone's having a nice time in there. So please get in there. That's it. That's all I'm going to ask of you.
Okay. Thank you. I'll see myself out then.
All that remains is for me to say that this week we watched a movie. The movie we watched was, of course, called My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And it was fun. We liked it. There's, you know, it's just... Tanner texted this to me yesterday. He was like, it's just like a nice wedding.
It's just a movie about a nice wedding. There's no conflict. Like, there's no tension.
Yeah. It's like, sort of nice. It's not even, it doesn't even seem like that hard to plan the wedding. Like initially the dad doesn't want her to marry a non-Greek.
But he comes around pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly. Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot of convincing.
It's a sweet movie. Next week, we're going to be watching one of the following three movies from Sarah's extensive spreadsheet that you get to choose.
Yeah.
And it's not The Hot Chick. I scoured it and she didn't put The Hot Chick on there.
Okay. I guess you guys, I think you two should probably revisit that film this week.
Yeah.
She's not in England with you, right?
No, she's
not. So she's got free time. Just tell her to check that one out and see if maybe she wants to add it to the list.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to be watching. One of these three films. Joe versus the Volcano.
Okay.
Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan. It's been a long time since we did a Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movie.
I hear you.
Mamma Mia. It's an ABBA movie. Heard of it?
Yeah, it takes place in Greece. That would be a lot of Greece.
Or A Room with a View.
Ooh, that's a book.
And they made a movie with Helena Bonham Carter. It's based on an E.M. Forster novel. It's very swooning.
Greek Week continues, I guess, because we're doing Mamma Mia.
It's Mamma Mia next week. Looking forward to that. All that now remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you find your baklava ever after.
We might be childhood friends and I might drive you around the bend. But I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose. But I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Oh, cool math gear. T-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more.
Okay,
quick diversion.
Let's
just a quick sidetrack, side quest here. What size are you?
I'm a medium.
Okay.
But we don't like cool math games.
Be very